This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba says government is committed to promoting language, literature and culture. National Assembly continues deliberation on Appropriation Bill 2022. President Bidya Devi Bhandari appoints Bishnu Pukar Shrestha as Nepali ambassador to China. And European Council President Charles Michel announces that Ukraine and Moldova both have granted EU candidate status. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba says the government is committed to promoting the country's language, literature, culture and philosophy. Addressing the National Poetry Festival organized on the occasion of the 65th anniversary of Nepal Academy yesterday, Prime Minister Deuba pledged to support new visions and plans forwarded by the Academy. The Prime Minister also applauded the task of transferring the Maithi Devi Best Home of late poet Lakshmi Prasad Devkota into a museum. Poet Devkota is considered to be the greatest poet in the Nepali literary canon. Prime Minister Deuba also stressed the need for reprinting the Nepali literary classics that would help in the teaching-learning activities for the new generation. The House of Representatives has sent the Nepal Police and Province Police Operation Supervision and Coordination First Amendment Bill 2022 to the concerned committee for the clause-wise deliberations. Home Minister Balkrishna Khant had tabled the bill to be sent to the concerned committee in the House meeting yesterday. Likewise, Forest and Environment Minister Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav presented an agreement seeking the approval of the House to make Nepal a member of the Global Green Growth Institute. Similarly, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Prasad Sarma presented the annual report of the National Human Rights Commission at the House meeting yesterday. Meanwhile, speaking at the Zero Hour, lawmakers demanded the withdrawal of price hikes on petroleum products. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Renu Kumari Yadav has presented the Railway Bill 2079 in the meeting of the National Assembly yesterday. On the occasion, Minister Yadav said the railway bill would make a significant contribution to the economic prosperity of the country once it is passed by the parliament. Minister Yadav said it was necessary to give continuity to legal provisions related to the railway by presenting the bill replacing the ordinance in the federal parliament. Earlier in the meeting yesterday, the lawmakers expressed their views on various topics of Appropriation Bill 2022. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has appointed Bishnu Pukar Shrestha as the resident ambassador of Nepal to China. Issuing a statement yesterday, the office of the president confirmed the appointment of Shrestha as the Nepali envoy to China. President Bidya Devi Bhandari says libraries are major tools to transfer knowledge and history to new generation. Addressing an interaction with the representatives of the Nepal Library Association at Shital Nivas today, President Bhandari stressed modernizing libraries for enhancing people's awareness. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said his party will make its strong presence in the upcoming federal election regardless of the alliance. Addressing a training session of the party cadres in Lalitpur yesterday, Chairman Prachanda directed the party's rank and file to make the party organization strong. He also promised to finalize the names of candidates for the upcoming federal and provincial elections by the end of July. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has argued that the government switched to the policy to encourage farmers instead of providing them with grants. During a meeting with the World Bank's Managing Director Marielka Bangastri yesterday, the Finance Minister said the government's new move was targeted to increase production by encouraging farmers. The government of Nepal has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to an earthquake in Afghanistan on Wednesday. The Foreign Affairs Ministry, via tweet, stated that Nepal was deeply saddened by the tragic loss of lives due to devastating earthquake in Afghanistan. The ministry also expressed the solidarity of the Nepali people and the government with the people of Afghanistan at this difficult hour. New cases of COVID have been increasing as of late. 49 new cases were confirmed yesterday alone, according to the Ministry of Health and Population. The number of infections was 31 on Wednesday and 19 on Tuesday. The number of active cases now stands at 163. Also yesterday, 85,657 people were vaccinated against the coronavirus. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. President of the European Council, Charles Michel, has announced that Ukraine and Moldova had both been granted EU candidate status. He said that it marked a crucial step on the two countries' path toward the EU, describing the European Council's decision as a historic moment. Ukraine applied days after the Russian invasion in February, and the process moved at the record speed. Its president Volodymyr Zelensky hailed Thursday's decision. Myanmar's deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been moved from house arrest to solitary confinement in a prison in the capital Naypyidaw. Leader Suu Kyi was arrested when the military overthrew her elected government in February 2021. For the past year, she has been held at an undisclosed location in the capital. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 19.8 degrees Celsius. This news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says government is committed to promoting language, literature and culture. National Assembly continues deliberation on Appropriation Bill 2022. President Bidya Devi Bhandari appoints Vishnu Prakash Shrestha as Nepali ambassador to China. And European Council President Charles Michel announces that Ukraine and Moldova both have been granted EU candidate status. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.